From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Venezuela's foreign minister is calling new U.S. financial sanctions the worst aggression to Venezuela in the last 200 years. Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza spoke at the United Nations on Friday, hours after the Trump administration announced the new measures, and countered that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had not created a dictatorship.
The Venezuelan people are free, that the principles of the international law have to be respected by any government, and especially by the United States.
The United States and the White House says Maduro is leading a dictatorship, but Arreaza says his country's government has been misportrayed by Washington and the media. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says weather conditions are deteriorating along the Texas coast as Hurricane Harvey nears landfall. Water levels are rising and winds are already blowing with tropical storm force. Galveston Mayor Jim Yarbrough says the city is expected to be inundated with water from the storm.
We're going to have wind, but wind is not going to be the dominant feature here. It's the water. And at some point this afternoon, you probably just ought to stay where you're at. Shelter in place, shelter in your house.
The Hurricane Center says sustained winds are still holding at 177 kph. Forecasters say the storm will intensify and make landfall Friday or Saturday, likely as a Category 3 storm. Belgium's anti-terror crisis center says soldiers have neutralized a man in downtown Brussels amid media reports that the man may have been shot after attacking troops with a knife. The crisis center said in a tweet Friday that the situation is under control. This is VOA News.